Either side of the road, the plain consisted of dark gray basaltic stone cut smooth, showing only the slightest evidence of aging. Nothing grew there. Nothing. Not even a lichen. Not a fly or an ant. The place was unnaturally clean. No dust, no dirt, no leaves. The morning sun had set the pillars sparkling, but clouds were moving in from the west. We would have an overcast sky soon. Maybe rain before the evening.
"Hold up, Mergen!" Croker yelled. "God damn it, if you don't stop charging off, I'm going to nail your feet to the ground!"
I looked down. My feet were moving again. I stopped. I looked back. The others were 100 yards behind again, right at the rim, except for Ty Day. My brother-in-law was an island in between, drawn by his obligation to me, but held back by his reluctance to follow the black road.
"Get your ass back here!" Croker bellowed.
"The fuck you think this is? Some kind of race to the edge of the world?"
I went back. It was like walking against the wind. The vibration of the standard seemed to change, to become almost plaintive. When I got there, I told him, "Captain, take this thing for a while. It's going to carry me off." He felt it right away. But he was stronger than me, I guess. He planted the damn thing and stared ahead.
"You bring something to write on?"
"Yes, I did."
"Something to write with, too?"
He was reminding me of a time when I'd done everything right, but remembered to bring a pen. "I'm all set, boss. Long as this wind don't blow me away."
"You still afraid?"
"Huh?" "You said that before, you were afraid all the time after you came back." I frowned. I felt no fear at all. Now.
"Out there, I guess. I'm fine here."
I looked back at the world. From where we stood, you could see only the mountains beyond the broad valley containing Overlook and the ruins of Kialune. Not only did there seem to be a heat shimmer between us and them, there was a haze, too. The world seemed very remote. I mentioned that to Croker.
"I don't see it," he said. "There's always a haze over a forest in the summer. Unless it just rained."
I shrugged. These days, I wasn't as uncomfortable with the fact that I was different. I had suffered various incarnations of weirdness for too long. "You going up the road?" It stretched so invitingly before us.
"Not today."
"What's that?"
"What?"
I saw nothing but the standing stones. They seemed to be arranged in no special order, spaced well apart from one another.
"Past the stones,"
he pointed.
"Let your gaze follow the road. When you can't make it out anymore, just lift your eye to the top of the stones. You'll see it. Your eyes are younger than mine."
I saw something. Just a looming something.
"It looks like a fortress," Ty Day said.
The old man and I had not been using a secret language. His companions both grunted assent. Rudy and Bucket just looked troubled.
"I'll take your word for it," I said.
I recalled having seen what might have been a light out there during one of my ghost walks.
"Reckon that's Kadavar?"
"I couldn't say from here.
But if it's a fortress and that's all it is, then it stands a good chance of being a big-ass disappointment."
"Yeah. If you were counting skipping through the gates of paradise when you got to the end of the road." I didn't know anybody who was. Unless it was him.
"How far would you